The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snakey Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Hey, it's me. Can I come in? Oh, thank fuck. It is so loud out there. I love booking you guys gigs at small clubs like this, but holy hell does it get so crazy after you guys get off stage. Yeah? Did you like it? Oh, perfect. I think everybody else in the band liked it too, but I had a friend back in college who used to work the door here, and it always had super cool vibes. Yeah. Well, I have you booked tomorrow for a meet and greet, but it's during the daytime. No, not super early, so you have time to do whatever it is that rock stars do in the morning. Probably fighting off a terrible hangover. No, I'm not giving you shit. I'm just telling you to remember your schedule. We don't want a repeat of last tour, remember? No, I know. You've been very good this time. Okay, so let's go down the list. I have tickets at the front in the next city for your sister. And, yep, I got your friend. You don't want to even begin to know the hassle that that venue gave me to hold one fucking ticket. You would think that we're holding it for Jesus Christ. Oh, sorry. That wasn't very goth of me. Satan. Did that sound better? It's better for my image, right? Okay, jokes aside, I also have you signed up for your massage. Yep. Beginning of next week. No, it's cool. We flew in the girl from Vegas. You really liked her. What? You did? Oh, come on. We're friends above everything else, right? I know that I'm your manager. But, come on. Do I need to set her up with accommodations or maybe get you a dinner somewhere? All right, just purely platonic, he says. Got it. Jealous? Me? No way. You should know by now, I've sworn allegiance to the Dark Lord. I'm completely celibate. No, it's really fine. Okay, you have a sound check tomorrow at 7. Show starts at 8:30. And is there anything that you want in the next town? I mean, like, for your hotel. Do you want Red Bull or... something different. Okay, well, I know that you probably want to get to the after party. And I've got to go round up the rest of the band and make sure that I go through all of their schedules, too. Oh, shut up. You only keep me around because you think I'm hot. I'm sure that someone else is way more capable than me. But I'm happy that you keep me on as your tour manager. It means a lot. Yes, I know that my older brother would kick your ass. But you don't have to keep bringing up high school stuff. If you want to hire someone who's, like, done this for 20 years next tour, I really won't hold it against you. No, of course not. I might send someone to beat you up when you're back in town, but when are you ever in our hometown? Exactly. I'm just joking, though. But if you wanted to keep me around as eye candy and to pick out your favorite snacks, because you know every craft food service table that caters any club that has any amount of extra money always gets it wrong. I know, I'm just good like that. Okay, oh, don't forget, you need to call, that's right, the label. They are up my asshole about you specifically calling them back. Not me with your notes, you. Promise? Pinky promise, asshole. Hey, don't. Your rings will absolutely rip these fishnets, and they were expensive. No, seriously, I have to go check on the rest of the band because no one else is going to. And also, I have so much paperwork to do. Why are you looking at me like that? Stop. What? Thanks. Yeah, the corset is new. Do you like it? Really? I got it because I feel so frumpy if I don't wear my full getup, but I needed something with a little less boning because I was about to pass out at the last club. But I'm glad that it meets with your approval. I'm not being snarky, I'm being serious. Thank you for the compliment. You're such a good boy when you want to be. If I didn't know any better, I wouldn't think that you liked that. Stop. I told you. Too many rings. You're going to rip my fishnets. What are you doing? Are you drunk? No, I don't smell it. Something else? Did you eat another edible? Why are you touching me like that then? What? I totally do not have a crush on you. What are you talking about? Well, that's because I give a shit about this band. That's the only reason. And we were always good friends in high school. What? Oh, I see. Okay, so you really were gonna give up that easily? I'm wounded. No. You don't get to make it up to me now. You can sit right there. Nope. Sit there. Good boy. See, I had a feeling that you and I had a thing going on, so I was testing you. And you folded like a cheap lawn chair. I am so, so disappointed. No. You have to get punished now. Well, of course. No deed like that should ever go unpunished. I mean, you were going to let me walk my sexy ass out of that door without so much as even trying to kiss me? No. You need direction, clearly. I set up every other element of your life, so why shouldn't I do this too? Oh, you like that, huh? How did I know? Yeah. See, I think you and I would do very well with each other. It's the fact that at the drop of a hat, we can switch roles, so to speak. But for right now, I am going to take off these really sexy pants that you have on. They do make your ass look amazing. And I am going to fuck my face on your cock. Don't start taking them off. I didn't give you permission. I told you that I was going to do it. Did I not? Good. And then, if you please me and show me you're so sorry for almost fucking that up entirely, then I'll let you pound out all of those frustrations. I know you're frustrated. The guys have been giving you a hard time, and it's only because you're trying to do a really good job. Trust me, I get it. Don't move. I said, don't move. You can still admire my big, juicy tits in this corset while I'm getting down here. And, you are so hard. Is that for me putting you in your place a bit? You like having me tell you what to do sometimes, don't you? Maybe that's why you keep me around. You're sexy, scary, goth mommy tour manager telling you when to get up and when to go to bed and how many drinks you can have on a Thursday night before your Friday show. Oh my god, your cock just twitched so hard. Like I said, we're perfect for each other. Some days, I feel like taking control. And other days, I like to be put through my paces and put in my place. You've been hiding such a nice surprise under these tight pants. I love the way it feels in my hands. I think you do too. You like seeing my pretty pale hands wrapped around your cock? Why do you think I keep my nails so nicely manicured, huh? So they look good wrapped around your cock. I've been waiting for you to finally take notice of all the sexual tension you and I have had together. And it looks like all of my waiting's paid off. Pre-cum already. You are sensitive, aren't you? You ready? Yeah. Tell me you want it. Tell me about how many times you've stroked your cock in your hotel room thinking about me. Thinking about this scene right here. In your dressing room. In a shitty bar where there's barely a lock on the door and anybody could come in at any moment. Very compromising situation, but it's something I'm willing to risk my career over. Let's see how you taste. I'm not like your groupies. Don't buck your hips up into my mouth. I'm licking and enjoying, and you can enjoy it too. Does that feel good? Having my warm, wet mouth wrapped around it. Looks like I'm marking you too. I did forget that this black lipstick rubs off really easy. But you don't mind, do you? Don't worry. No one's gonna come in. They're just being loud outside. Besides, if they do come in, who cares? Your cock tastes so fucking good. I've dreamed about having it in my mouth for so long. Yeah.
hope. You don't mind if I pick up the pace a bit? Sucking cock makes me so needy. You gonna fuck my mouth? Yeah. Treat me like one of your flashlights. I've seen it in your back. I promise. My holes are better than plastic, silicone, whatever the fuck. Do you want me to shut up? Fuck my mouth then. Show me why I should be quiet. Don't stop. I like gagging on your cock. No, please give me back. No, don't take it away. No more. Am I a good little cocksucker for you? Tell me, are you just gonna nut in my mouth? Are you gonna feel how wet and needy and tight my pussy is for you? good. Don't move. Green rooms. Ugh. Not the most comfortable first fuck spot, but we'll make do. Go ahead. You can touch me. You were a good boy. And I'm ready for you to fuck me. Take me. I'm gonna ride you so fucking hard. I wanted to do this for so long. Yeah, lift up my skirt. Would you look at that? No panties. You like that? You like the way my bare pussy feels pressed up against you? Skin to skin. This is really fucking hot, isn't it? You've ruined my lipstick. You've gotten me all kinds of needy. Yeah, you want me to ride you? You want me to put your cock inside me? Stop being a tease, he says. Make me. So you do like it rough, huh? So loud people can hear it over the music. Your cock feels so good. Oh yeah, that's it. Feel me. Feel my tits. You pull them out. You are so 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 rough. Yeah, no, I like it. Yeah. And you like that, don't you? Yeah. You've ever had a girl write you like this? But it's like my pussy's made for you, baby. The way it grips you. Hugs the curves of you. Yeah. Do it. I want you to do it. Fuck. Love the way your hand feels wrapped around my throat. While your balls deep inside me. Squeeze harder. Do you like that? You like feeling my pussy clench when you squeeze tighter. Please, come back. No, don't worry. I want it. Me come on your cock and come inside me. Yeah, do it. You're dangerous. That's addicting. I didn't think anybody but my dildo could make me come that hard. But as much fun as that was, we have business to attend to, you and I.
Well, yeah. Somebody would literally walk in that door the next 5 minutes. Would have been a shame if we had still been fucking. Okay, yes, it would be unprofessional, but a lot of fun. Don't worry. I timed it just right, didn't I? That was a big load.
Look at that. I do like. No. I don't want to waste any.
Do you know what girls would do to be able to taste your cum? A lot of things. But now you're mine. My cock. My cum. My man. Understand? Alright, get yourself cleaned up. You have autographs to sign, and we have a hotel to get back to. What? Maybe if you're good, I'll come tell you goodnight. But you better be out there in 5 minutes. See you soon, Rockstar.